Chapter 3. If I had expected to fight Governor He Wei Jing and General Sheng Bao, I never expected to have to fight my brother-in-law, Prince Kong. Our histories had been so intertwined for so long that an unraveling of our relationship was not something I was prepared for. Since the crisis that followed my husband's death in Johor, we had been important, even essential allies. Kung had remained behind in Peking as the court fled the approaching foreign armies and had the humiliating task of negotiating with the occupying invaders. When Grand Councillor Su Shun attempted to seize power in the exiled court beyond the Great Wall, Kung was still in Peking and free to organize a counter-coup. More than any other man, he had saved Nuharu, myself, and young Tung Jer. And we were friends. Or at least I felt affection for him, and believed I understood what motivated him. He had genuine talent, and was, I'd always thought, more capable than his brother, who ended up on the throne. More reserved and more disciplined than Shan Feng, Prince Kung could seem cold, but at least he didn't let bitterness infect him. For this he had my respect, and that of much of the court. I had always felt that he acted for the good of China, and not for his own selfish purposes. But these were difficult times. Conflict swirled around us, coming from within as well as without, and the tensions led to a poisonous atmosphere that pitted faction against faction in the court. It started slowly, but it became clear that Kung was frequently going around us when conducting court business. This was just what had happened in Johor, the manipulative Su Shun insisting that Nuharu and I need not trouble ourselves with the work of the court, which would be better left to men. In so many ways, Prince Kung made it clear to Nuharu and me that he wanted...